Australia has been banning plastic bags since 2009, starting with South Australia, and every state bar New South Wales legislating to for a ban as of this year. The policy has paid dividends, and the National Retail Association this week reported an 80% reduction in single-use plastic bag consumption since major supermarkets implemented a voluntary ban 3 years ago. New South Wales government is the only holdout in implementing a statewide ban, and Caitlin McHugh looked into the effectiveness of legal bags on bans, or bans on bags, and whether it's time for New South Wales to step into line with the rest of the country.
Consumers and retailers have been aware of the problems caused by plastic bags for quite a while now. And this year, two major supermarkets, Coles and Woolworths, committed to phasing out single-use plastic bags. Dr. Denise Hardesty, a principal research scientist for CSIRO Oceans and Atmosphere, says plastic bags have some of the biggest impacts on marine life.
An expert assessment of the most common items that are littered in the entire world, based upon 30 years of cleanup data from the International Coastal Cleanup, plastic bags, along with fishing gear, are listed as some of the items that result in the most harm to wildlife, meaning seabirds, marine mammals, and sea turtles.
Thin, single-use bags pose two major threats to wildlife.
Plastic bags affect marine life in two main ways, both by animals getting entangled in it or tangled up in it, and also by mistaking it for food and eating it or ingesting it. And we know that even a single small fragment of a plastic bag is enough to block the digestive tract of a sea turtle or of a seabird. We've seen that before. So we know that it doesn't even have to take lots and lots of pieces or fragments of plastic bags to result in real harm to wildlife.
Kim Borg is a researcher at Behaviour Works Australia, based out of Monash University. She says it's not just bans, but behavioural nudges that can help reduce plastic consumption.
One example of a nudge is something like changing the default. So with something like plastic bags or even with straws, a lot of retailers and restaurants will just give you a bag and give you a straw without prompting. And if they just asked if you would like one, they may find that a lot of people will actually say no, and that immediately cuts down the consumption of plastic.
Dr. Hardesty's own research backs this up.
Incentives and bans in many instances are quite effective in reducing those particular item types from being littered and ending up out there on our coastlines, along our waterways and out there in the oceans.
The 80% reduction touted by the National Retail Association doesn't actually include the heavy-duty, reusable plastic bags that have been brought in to replace single-use ones. But Dr. Hardesty says these types of bags aren't as common as a pollutant.
Because if something has a value, then also people are much less likely to litter it. We don't find those heavy cloth bags or plastic bags being littered in the same way that we tended to find those thin film-like plastic bags being lost out into the environment.
A major issue with any ban is getting the public on board, says Ms. Borg.
With the case of plastic bags, we need consumers to be on board with it in the first place. As we saw in the case of the supermarkets, when they first rolled out the ban, there was a big backlash from the community, a lot of social media users complaining about it. And so it's around that sort of timing of knowing whether people are going to accept it or not. And that doesn't mean that you can't do something if people don't accept it. It just means that you probably need to give them a bit of time to get used to the idea first.
And with every state but New South Wales on board with a ban and major retailers backing the policy, now may be an opportune moment.
I think in terms of, for New South Wales, I think the timing right now is probably best for them, because every other state has at least committed to banning bags. The two major supermarkets have instituted what is essentially a national ban. So for them to jump on board, the impact on them would be so minimal compared to someone like South Australia, who were the pioneers of the plastic bag ban at a state level. So I think if they do decide to do it, it's probably the best time for them. It's something that's high in public consciousness. You can get a good gauge on, you know, how people are going to respond to it and how, learning from the lessons of the other states on how to actually make the transition easier. And then, you know, we might actually have an Australian national-wide plastic bag ban. Wouldn't that be lovely?
Yes, it would. That's Kim Borg, researcher at Behaviour Works Australia at Monash University, ending that report by Caitlin McHugh.